something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, Greater Light.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Be in the house of God. Are you hearing me? It's important. Have fellowship with fellow believers. When we come to church, there's a corporate unction, a corporate anointing that flows, that works in all of us. Even when you are tired, come. Because it is better to be in the presence of God nodding and tired than to be elsewhere. He says, look upon Zion, the city of our solemnities. He's talking about our meetings. He says, they that dwell therein shall not say, I am sick. He's saying, sickness will not be your portion. Imagine that growth that was taking its place in your body. You come into the house of God during worship, it dissolves. A lot of times you will not even notice them. You will not even notice the problems that try to come into your body. You used to have asthma, but you've been coming to church. Now you can't remember the last time you had a crisis. He says, look upon Zion, the city of our solemnities. Why is it so? Isaiah chapter 24. I want you to go to verse 23. Then the moon shall be confounded and the sun ashamed when the Lord of hosts shall reign in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem and before his ancients gloriously. Just in case that King James language was too big for you, let me read it to you from the Amplified Version. Then the moon will be confounded and the sun ashamed when they compare their ineffectual fire to the light of the Lord of hosts, who will reign on Mount Zion and in Jerusalem, and before his elders will show forth his glory. He's saying that there is a light in Zion that shines brighter than the sun and the moon that you see out there. What is he saying? He's beginning to spiritualize the light. He's beginning to let us understand that there's something better than the physical light that is out there. That when you talk about the greater light is not just the sun that stands out there. There's a spiritual world that is greater than this material world. He says, and that light is the Lord's presence. Where? In Zion. In Zion. And where are we? In Zion. He says, here I come unto Mount Zion. When you were born again, you were born into Zion. That's what the Bible says. The people of the Old Testament were assembled to Mount Sinai. And the Bible says there was darkness and tempests, the thunderings and the lightnings from the fierce anger of the Lord. He says, ye are not come unto Mount Sinai, but to Mount Zion. He didn't say, ye are coming. There's an old hymn some Christians used to sing many years ago. Sometimes they sang it on wedding days. We are marching to Zion. Beautiful, beautiful Zion. We imagine upwards to Zion, the beautiful city of God. They didn't know they were marching away from Zion. No, I liked the song back then. I liked it. I was ignorant. I was younger then. And they sang it in that old church. Especially on the wedding day, as the groom, you know, stood out there, and the bride was coming. We imagine to Zion. And the choir was lovely. They had a wonderful voice. And the bass and the baritones, they were, oh my goodness, beautiful, beautiful. And they go, Zion. But you see, no matter how beautiful you sing the song, the meaning matters. The Bible didn't say, ye are coming to Mount Zion. The Bible didn't say, march to Zion. The Bible says, ye are come. Ye have arrived. When you were born again, you arrived in Zion. Can you shout amen, somebody? We are in Zion. We belong in Zion. Zion is the city of the great king. That's the city that Abraham, the Bible says, was looking for. The Bible says he was looking for a city whose builder and maker is God. Define it? Yeah. Zion. Zion. Say, I'm from Zion. Say it again, I'm from Zion. I'm from Zion. Woohoo! Glory to God. Yeah. So what's going on here? This is the light of God. It's the light of God. He says, glorious things are spoken of thee, O city of God. Glorious things are spoken of thee, O city of God. Oh, let's talk it about me. He says, the Lord loves the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things are spoken of you, O city of God. Glorious things. He calls you his justified ones. He calls you his righteousness. He says, out of Zion, the perfection of beauty, God shines forth. He says, out of Zion, God shines forth. Out of Zion, God shines forth. Out of Zion, the perfection of beauty. King James puts it another way. He says, out of Zion, the perfection of beauty, God has shined. God shines forth. You want to see the glory of God? Look at Zion. He said, look upon Zion, the city of our solemnities.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
If you've not been born again, don't keep wasting time. It's time to give your heart to the Lord. It's time. It's time. So everyone who wants to be born again, and you want the life of Christ in your heart, you want Jesus Christ come into your heart, I want you to say these words after me. And mean them from the bottom of your heart. Say, oh Lord God, I believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I believe he died to save my soul. I believe God raised him up from the dead, and he's alive today. I confess with my mouth, Jesus Christ is Lord of my life. From this day, I receive by faith eternal life into my heart, into my spirit. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I have a new life now.
I am born again. I'm a child of God from this day. Amen. Praise God. If you pray that prayer, I want you to know that God heard you and answered you. I want to pray for you right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I pray for everyone who just received salvation. Let the name of the Lord Jesus be named upon them. Satan has no claims over them anymore. They belong to Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. In the name of Jesus, you are blessed now. You're blessed. In the name of Jesus. Write us and let us know you received salvation today, or you can call us on the phone. We'll be glad to hear from you. And when we get your details, we can send you a book. It's a small book titled, Now That You Are Born Again. It'll help you start out your new life in Christ and begin building your faith immediately. Call us on the phone right now.
If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony, please call us on +234 188 8334 or +234 802 332 4188, or send an email to radiotransmissions@lovel360.com.
You know, being in Christ's embassy is more than being in a church. It's more than a church. It's a vision. And when you worship at Christ's embassy, you learn more than just the letters. It's the spirit of the word. And something more about it is the fact that the Spirit of God gets a hold of your life, and then His vision becomes real, not only to you, but He makes that vision real in such a way that others get to know what the Word of God really is by watching the Word of God manifested in your life every day. And that's what we do. We share God's Word every day. As we minister, the Word of God takes root in each person, and then you become exactly what God wants you to be. And that's the reason I like people to come to Christ Embassy. That's the reason I invite them, because they are being a part of something that's more than a church. It's a vision, God's vision.
Do you watch or listen to Pastor Chris Oyakhilome's programs on TV or radio? Have you been blessed? We invite you to join us in blessing many more with the gospel. To make the gospel available to many more, you can join the Lovel Television and Radio Ministry as a media partner and join us in sponsoring TV and radio programs of Pastor Chris on television and radio stations around the world. Join us and be a part of changing lives with the gospel. To sign up as a media partner, please call us on 0812-851-9834 or send a mail to mediapartners@lovel360.com.
This message is titled, Greater Light. For the continuation of this message, please visit www.lovelradio.fm to listen daily by 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. GMT plus 1. To order for the complete message, please visit Pastor Chris Digital Library app on Android and iOS, or please call us on +234 188 8334 or +234 802 332 4188, or send an email to radiotransmissions@lovel360.com. Remember, one word from God can change your life forever. God bless you.